You might think of reusing and recycling as relatively new concepts, but they've been around for generations. In fact, scrap businesses were the livelihood of many Jewish families who immigrated to the United States starting in the 1800s, including those who moved to Milwaukee. A new museum exhibition sheds light on the topic. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Between the year 1900 and 1960, thousands of scrap dealers were listed in the Milwaukee City Directory. Up to 90% were Jewish businesses. The Jewish Museum Milwaukee's exhibition called Scrapyard, Innovators of Recycling, tells some of their stories. Curator Molly Dubin says there wasn't enough room to list so many junk dealers, rag pickers, and haulers.
So we had to introduce a couple of different criteria. The last one we did was it had to have been in business for 2 years, which brought us down to just shy of 400.
Dubin's team gathered artifacts and photos to explore local histories. They built on a national traveling show created by the Jewish Museum of Maryland. It includes a video of a working scrapyard Dubin says helps visitors understand what she calls the grandiosity and complexity of such an operation.
It also looks a bit chaotic because there is so much and there are so many steps in the process from, you know, the intake to then sorting at many levels, processing.
The Maryland Museum even sent along a full-size motorbike. The display breaks down its components made of metal, plastic, rubber, and how they might be repurposed.
One of the reasons they wanted to include this was to show you that really the scrap industry affects everything that we handle, everything that we touch, everything that we come into contact with, and that every item can be broken down into raw materials that can be reused, reprocessed, recycled. Hopefully the majority of it, some cannot, depending on what the material is.
Dubin says the deep dive into scrap is in keeping with the mission and topics the Milwaukee Museum explores.
Which has to do with immigration and early business and certainly environmental justice, all of these things. This really shows you some of that at work here.
Peddlers, Dubin says, were the original recyclers. As Eastern Europeans made their way to America, peddling put food on families' tables. They sold scraps to mills and factories. In fact, Dubin says, immigrant collectors, peddlers, and dealers followed the Industrial Revolution as it moved across North America, bartering and creating trade networks along the way.
You needed very little money, very low overhead. You really didn't need to necessarily know the language. And it wasn't something that really existed. So because of that entrepreneurial spirit that we find also as a commonality in many of the immigrants and Jewish immigrants that were coming to the United States, this was something that they could make their own kind of unique niche and develop and grow, which is what they did.
The niche came with stereotypes, some positive, others not. The exhibition explores both.
Yiddish theater shows like shmatas, which means rags in Yiddish, but there were also very negative depictions. Scrappers in raggy clothing, as dirty, as lesser than. Some of those physical depictions, the larger or hooked noses. This continued to perpetuate the idea also of these individuals and Jewish individuals being untrustworthy.
During wartime, especially World War II, when scrapping was critical to U.S. efforts, Dubin says the stereotype shifted.
And it was promoted as this kind of patriotic campaign. Everyone, do your part, get involved, you know, victory rallies to collect scrap. And all of a sudden, this stereotype starts to become somewhat heroic.
Still, stereotypes die hard. Take a character in a 2002 Star Wars film.
The character Watto from Attack of the Clones, he was a scrapper. And he is clearly depicted with a large nose when he talks. It's a very kind of Yiddish, Jewish accent depiction. And that was something that really received negative feedback, and rightfully so. But it just goes to show, to some extent, how far it has filtered.
Dubin says scrapping was grueling work.
And for many, took them away from their families from early in the morning until late at night, sometimes 7 days a week, unless they were able to figure out a situation where they could be closed for Shabbat.
Dubin enters the room featuring Wisconsin scrappers. She reads a memory shared by a peddler's descendant.
Phil Paley, he worked for Miller Compressing. Great quote. My mother always tells the story that part of her pleasure was that she would go peddling with her father. They would leave in the morning with the horse and wagon, pack a lunch, and then they would drive out to Waukesha. And they'd peddle, and then it was already dark. They took any scrap they had, and they would throw it in the backyard.
A black and white photo accompanies the quote, showing the family's backyard piled high with pieces of metal, lumber, and scads of unrecognizable scrap. Over the years, Jewish family businesses consolidated, were bought out, and have largely lost any flavor of their roots. Today, waste is both an international business and dilemma. Dubin hopes the exhibition helps visitors appreciate the historic peddler and take stock of their own contribution to the waste stream. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.